This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the First Read section of the John Lothian newsletter for December 22nd, 2020. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with a story I wrote, Your Opportunity to Expand Vaccine Development and Tame the Pandemic. Some vaccines for COVID-19 have been developed and approved and are beginning to be delivered and administered. Vaccines. This is just chapter one for the novel coronavirus vaccines, and chapter one is not even complete. There are more pages to be written in this thriller. There are more COVID-19 vaccines that need to be developed. There are more people for whom specific vaccines need to be created, the young, pregnant, and vulnerable. What we need to finish this chapter and write the happy ending for this book is more research and development of new vaccines. We need more people and we need more facilities. You can find this story on John Lothian News. Here are the comments and stories from the hits and takes section of today's JLN. The CFTC included a picture of the CFTC leadership smiling and standing on the balcony of the New York Stock Exchange overlooking the trading floor in a tweet about their decision to grant One Chicago its request to vacate their DCM designation. This is either very wrong or entirely tone-deaf. Appearing to celebrate an entrenched player in stock trading while announcing the demise of a challenger just seems wrong to me. Maybe use another picture next time. Speaking of the CFTC, the latest to leave the commission is Market Participants Division Director Joshua B. Sterling, who will depart in January. Thank you to Mr. Sterling for his service. The Materials Exchange displayed a banner in the middle of LaSalle Street a couple of days ago. The Materials Exchange employees are holding up the banner while standing in the middle of this abandoned financial district street. The last time I saw the street this empty was after the White Sox World Series parade, when the street was still closed. Many years ago, when Euronext bought Life, I criticized Euronext for having not taken advantage of the life.com domain by redirecting it to the euronext.com site or the life products at euronext.com. When Eurex recently changed their URL from eurexexchange.com to eurex.com, they did it right. Eurex Exchange redirects to eurex.com. Getting it right should be celebrated just as much as getting it wrong should be pointed out. Congratulations to my friends at eurex.com. We had no new donations to the JLN MarketsWiki Education GoFundMe campaign yesterday. Help support our efforts to preserve industry history by contributing to our GoFundMe campaign. Here are some more stories from the First Read section of today's JLN. ETF.com reported Monday that 2020's year-to-date exchange-traded fund inflows climbed to a steep $509.4 billion last week, surpassing 2017's record of $476.1 billion, helped by the late-year equity interest. By comparison, year-to-date ETF inflows stood at $342.2 billion in the same period last year. Year-end totals, of course, are still pending, Suzanne Cosgrove reported. Here's a story from the New York Times. Kelly Loeffler, a Wall Street senator with a hardscrabble pitch, the hard right turn of Ms. Loeffler, one of two Republican candidates in Georgia's pivotal Senate runoff election, reflects the ideological gymnastics embraced by her party in the Trump era. In the year since Kelly Loeffler was appointed to the Senate, the largely unknown financial executive has crafted a narrative of her life and built a campaign around it. It goes like this. She's a humble farm girl who lived paycheck to paycheck as she worked her way through college. She is a staunch opponent of abortion, evidenced by a raft of legislation she has introduced in Washington. This in-depth profile of Senator Kelly Loeffler by the New York Times is almost Bloomberg-esque in its depth and length. Here's a press release from the CFTC about One Chicago. CFTC grants One Chicago LLC request to vacate DCM designation. The Commodity Futures Trading Commission today issued an order vacating the designation of One Chicago LLC as a designated contract market. The order was issued at the request of One Chicago. The CFTC granted its designation of One Chicago as a contract market on June 11, 2002. Here's my comment. Since One Chicago was created, all of the entities that started it have taken Chicago out of their names. The Chicago Board of Trade became part of the CME Group. The Chicago Mercantile Exchange became the CME Group, and the Chicago Board Options Exchange became CBOE Global Markets. The world has changed a lot since that bright, shiny day when One Chicago was announced. Here's a story from Bloomberg. There's no trade-off between lives and the economy. Some countries saved both this year, while others saved neither. As the plague year of 2020 lurches to a close, it's worthwhile revisiting one of the biggest policy mistakes of the pandemic, the attempt to preserve economic growth by minimizing restrictions that might hurt the economy. I wrote about that in May in a Bloomberg Businessweek cover story focusing on President Trump. Will some people be affected? Yes. Will some people be affected badly? Yes, Trump told reporters during a factory visit on May 5th. But we have to get our country open, and we have to get it open soon. This story is worth a read. Here are your top three most read stories from Monday's JLN. The top story Monday was a Bloomberg piece, "A Speculative Frenzy is Sweeping Wall Street and the World Markets." The second story was an obit for a longtime industry leader, Mark Powers, provided by the Powers family. Finally, number three was a COVID-19 story with a twist from NBC, Bay Area. Why Dippin' Dots might have a place in the COVID-19 vaccine distribution plan. Here are your Markets Wiki statistics of the day. The site now has 195,499,723 pages viewed, with 24,755 pages. There have been 227,487 edits. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.